Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to the program. Hi, Steve Ulsher.
Hi, Mary.
You have a funny smile on your face.
I love that. It's like I always get like in this happy place when I ever hear that. Welcome.
Hello, Richard.
It should never be the last show we do because we need to. It's so mellow. Like, I don't want to get on the road with all the traffic. Actually, maybe it's a
maybe
good
thing. Maybe we do.
It's a
right?
good thing.
Maybe
yeah.
we do.
I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
Mary.
We
yes.
had soulless Sunday last week.
Yeah. What did you guys talk about? Is it really necessary to have spirituality in your life?
That's exactly what we yeah. talked about. Yes.
And what did you conclude?
I said yes.
Richie said yes.
And you, Mr. Vacant Black Hole.
But I also
vacuous.
I also though I'm glad you're back mostly because part of what I talked about was I said I was recovering Catholic, but I said I'd love hearing you. Like I could actually maybe still be Catholic if I would have talked to more people like you.
Oh, it's
that's why part of why I want you to keep
so
doing
delicious.
It. As part of why I'm so excited, even though I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore, I'm excited for you to do it because if I would have had more people around me like you that were Catholic, I might still be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely have brought more people back to the church.
Yeah.
People say, I want to go. I want to see what you're experiencing. Daily Mass is the best thing to try.
Do you go to daily Mass?
Oh, yeah.
You do every mm-hmm. day? So.
I went 7 days a week because it's Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. for 30 minutes.
How do you do 7 days a week of Monday through Saturday?
6 days a week, and then the seventh day, it's at a different time, and it's a full Mass.
Ah.
And that, honestly, to be very frank, I'm not a huge fan of the Sunday Mass because mm-hmm. it's so loud. And the
loud.
Daily Mass, yeah, music, people.
Oh.
The people that go to daily Mass, probably 50 to 70 people, they go because they want to be there. Mm-hmm. They really want to be there.
They don't feel the obligation.
Nope.
Like, oh, it's Sunday, I have to go to church.
And you get so much out of it. There's so much richness and depth
that
to our history.
That adds to what I always say, that you don't practice, you shouldn't do what you're good at, like everybody say all the time. You should do what you like to practice, because that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're practicing every day. They're air quotes, right?
Yeah.
They're going through their practice daily because they want to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where those other people sound as if, I'm reading between the lines here, they're more doing it out of obligation. Like, I got to do it. If I don't go at least on Sunday, I ain't getting in. You know?
Right. And I've been reading books on purgatory and hell and near-death experiences. And I'm on my third book right now. The stories from all these different people that have been interviewed and the saints are all, there's similar threads mm-hmm. of consistency. So it is not you don't have a soul, you are a soul
mm-hmm.
with wrapping on top
mm-hmm.
of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So however you feel inside about yourself, I mean, the depth of who you are, where you went to write that book, that's a soulful experience. So you just shed your body.
Mm-hmm.
And your soul lives on.
Mm-hmm.
Your consciousness lives on. And I hope someday, through osmosis, that will resonate with you, Steve, because you have so much love that you share with people.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy good. He shares in a different way.
That would be Richie.
Yes, yeah. Richard does. Do you see what I'm saying about?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I look forward to it too. Because as we're saying it, I don't know if you remember last week, because obviously you were here, Steve.
You know,
you asked the question.
I
just don't call. I just don't call it. What was the phrase you used right there when you're saying there's the consistency, or what was? So much between all the people.
Yes. So, believers, non-believers, saints.
I did that across studying all religions, right? So, I'm not. I'm more non-religious, but I'm definitely spiritual,
right?
And what I mean by that is, I studied all these because of just again my experience with it. If I hadn't done it, I probably wouldn't done more research because there was definitely wonderful elements of it. But it just led me to look for what was similar. And when you start reading all kinds of other religions and you start seeing similarities, like all the moms started with an M, you know, Mithra and all these different, you know.
Mothra?
And,
yeah, I love Mothra.
No, we're not talking about Godzilla.
Yeah, no.
But you know, and, you know, the main person dies for 3 days and then comes back again. So, but
John,
I just looked.
Jon Snow.
I'm more looking for the similarities because I just think different people in different places explain it different. And, but I love people who are looking for connectedness amongst us all. I do believe we are energetic beings, souls, like Mary's saying. Every single thing, I just don't do it under the umbrella of Catholic.
So
that's all.
That's a little bit of a frustration for me because, as I say, yes, I'm a practicing Catholic. The religious part is a real good, solid aspect of it. The humanity is what messes it up. Divinity is pure across the board, but people get hung up on the humanity of religion, of Catholicism. And I want to just help people to, we're all sinners. We're all asked to be saints, from the Pope to the cardinals to the bishops to the priests to the deacons to the nuns, all the way down to the me sitting in the pew on Tuesday. So I don't get caught up in the dogma of the humanity of it. I just stick to the truths of the saints and what Jesus said in the New Testament about, and St. Paul, he wrote like most of the books in the New Testament. He was Saul, who wanted to kill all the Egyptians. And Jesus appeared to him and said, "What are you doing? Why are you persecuting me?"
Yeah.
And so
I don't know. I mean, I just like I have such a to me, the bigger question around all of this is if, in fact, there is something larger than us. Right. Which is, I think in some regard, that's what we're talking about. Right.
It's just, you mean like God,
like a God, a heaven, a hell, all these things that are larger than us, things that take place after this lifetime. I cannot help but wonder, like, does this being, this God, this whatever, take vacations and just kind of forgets about what's going on in the world?
You know,
times?
It's free will. We have free will.
But you look at, like, all right, like, how do you explain what happens in Houston or Barbado or whatever that is called, where there was literally no more living people on that island because they all had to leave? Because of all the destruction of all the, you know, the physical building and so on. So, like, what, how do we explain these things? Like, how does that happen? Why does that happen? If there is this.
That's a Mother Nature. What do you think about?
Yeah, I don't. I just, it's just, that's coming with a presupposition that God's supposed to protect you and walk around and be a bubble around you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really, I think that presupposition makes the question hard for you in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that why we turn to this higher being of sorts to guide us and protect us and forgive us for our sins and these sort of, so isn't that kind of implicit in the whole conversation around praying to a higher something?
Well, we'll probably be very similar but slightly different. My interpretation is the brain is there to protect us, but we are a soulful being right here doing a human experience. So our gut, going with Mary, and our emotions help us talk to spirit, right? And our brain is really pointing out problems. So like in a pirate ship, the captain is in the boat. That's the captain. In the gut, in the main ship. The person up in the crow's nest is going, look out for the rocks over there. Look out for this. That's our brain. Points out problems. Points out stuff to look out for. But we should be checking in inside. That's kind of my metaphor.
Yeah, I'll go with that. So how is it working for you, Steve, to not have faith? And to carry the whole world and your family on your shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
All by yourself?
I know, right?
So why, I mean, why don't you do...
That's why I say, even if you go to Alcoholics Anonymous meeting one time, not saying anything, even though you own liquor.com, just all you really need are the first and the 12th things, which is you need help is step one. Mm-hmm. They say that you're powerless. I don't quite go that far. I just say you need help. You can't do it alone. And then
in terms of recovery, we're talking about
specifically talk about God, right? Yeah. They're very religious, or you know, spiritual too. I've never really hung out there, but I've gone to check it out, see what they talk about. Mm-hmm. And step 12, help someone else. Mm-hmm. So if you need help and you help someone else and you skipped all those other steps, you probably still be pretty darn good.
Yeah, but that's just human. That's like, we don't need a God type.
How's that working for you, not having a God? Having God.
I don't think it's working awfully.
Well.
I mean, my life could certainly stand to improve in a lot of ways. But seriously, though, in what regard would it improve? Right? And maybe we can talk about that on another
show.
That's
a really good question that I would love to talk about.
All right. So why don't we do that? Why don't we cover how it could improve if it was a part of my life?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's do that.
Thank you for being on Soulful Sunday.
Yeah, it's great having you lead the Soulful Sunday conversation.
Yeah, because the wheels came off on last week's Soulful Sunday. Holy bucket.
That'll learn you to go to New York City. No, good to have you back.
All right, thanks for listening to Soulful Sunday. We'll be back.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.